This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hundreds of thousands of people in China are in coronavirus lockdown Friday as the country battles its worst outbreak in months, while the United States is looking to boost vaccination efforts in the face of the Delta variant-fueled surge. U.S. health officials claim the Delta variant is more transmissible than SARS, Ebola, and smallpox, and as easily spread as chickenpox, according to media reports showing internal data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Delta is driving recent surges around the world, especially in the Asia-Pacific region. The Philippines government announced Friday it next week will send more than 13 million people in the national capital region back into lockdown because of a Delta-linked increase. The variant has also been linked to around half of new cases in Tokyo. Japan on Friday extended a virus state of emergency in the capital a week into the Olympics, with the city reporting a record number of new cases the day before. Meanwhile, Australia said Friday it would reopen borders and end lockdowns when vaccination rates reach 80%. The first person convicted under Hong Kong's national security law was jailed for 9 years on Friday for terrorist activities and inciting secession in a watershed ruling with long-term implications for the city's judicial landscape. A 24-year-old former waiter was accused of driving his motorcycle into three riot police last year while carrying a flag with the protest slogan, quote, "Liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our times." Human rights groups have criticized the conviction, saying it imposes new limits on free speech. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.